Blog Talk Radio.
To think about changing to the positive something in your spirit, in your soul, / your mind, and your body. Today is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Literally, thousands of people did not get up with you today and understand that you have a mission, you have a vision, a purpose, a destiny to fulfill because your eyes were open today. Well, welcome everyone to today's show. Today is Inspiration Monday. And that's why we inspire you. Why we say inspiration? Because inspiration comes from within. You can be motivated to do a lot of things, but when you're inspired, you do whatever it takes to get across the finish line. You do whatever it takes to get to the top of the mountain. You do whatever it takes because it is in your DNA to complete what you need to have completed. So welcome. Today, we'll be listening to Mr. Will Smith here, a.k.a. the Fresh Prince, a.k.a. Muhammad Ali, a.k.a. a whole bunch of other people that he's actually represented in his music and movie career. But through this process, he's always had some wonderful words of wisdom for other people as they come along and on their journey in life also. We're going to listen to Will Smith today here on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com/ the Million Dollar Idea Network. Coming up later in the week, tomorrow, for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we're going to talk about social media. And, of course, we're going to give you that one thing idea to think about during the course of the week. We're going to talk about social media on Tuesday, the basics for social media. On Wednesday will be what you can do in social media. And on Thursday will be the results of social media. All that this week, we're talking about social media and you. How can it get to you, use it to impact your business? How can it impact your relationships? And how can it impact your financing here on the Million Dollar Idea Network? Also coming up on Friday, we do have what we always talk about. Here's the victory on Friday. Because you made it through your whole week with your whole spirit, your whole mind, and your whole body. That's something to celebrate here today here on the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. Again, coming up, we're going to have Mr. Will Smith here. We're going to have some words of wisdom from him. Gentleman is an outstanding entrepreneur, father, husband, actor, comedian, musician, and, again, he's written a couple things out there also. Again, we're talking about some of the things that he said on that you've heard before on the Oprah Show and different various interviews he's done on the Today Show and also on 60 Minutes. And that talked about Will Smith, and he had an opportunity to give you his insight, his drive, his motivation, his inspiration to do things in his life. We're going to take a brief break. Again, I want to welcome you to today's show. Today is April 6, 2015. Yes, the sun is shining outside, and we come to you from the great state of North Carolina, where the skies are blue all day. Again, we'll take a brief break. We'll be right back. You listen to blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on His promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
Network. It is Inspiration Monday. We're talking about what we always talk about here, and that's getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see what the Lord has brought you through. And in that process, turn around and help someone else, encourage someone else, mentor someone else, write a book for someone else, write a blog for someone else, do something in reference to letting them know that they also can get across the finish line also. Not just because they can, but because they're supposed to. Often, many times, people say you can, but they really should be saying, this is how it's supposed to happen. This is what you're supposed to do. And that's why we're here on this show today. You know, we're going to listen to Mr. Will Smith a little bit later. Right now we're having some technical difficulties bringing that on, but we're going to get him on in a little bit. We're going to chat a little bit about what we talked about last week. We talked about what is your center, what is your worship, what is your God in your life. And often, many times, people don't understand or realize what that is until someone tells them. Then when someone tells them, sometimes they believe it, sometimes they don't believe it. But if you have a friend, everyone has at least one friend that will tell them the truth, at least once in a while. A true friend will let you know if you're doing something wrong. A true friend will let you know if you're right or if you're wrong. And then once they give you that information, they understand that the strength of that information can also upset the friendship. Because they're your friend, they love you, want you to be successful, they're going to tell you if you're doing something wrong. And that's what a friend is supposed to do. Last week we talked about what is your center, what is the God in your universe. We talked about money, we talked about work, we talked about being possession-oriented, we talked about being pleasure-oriented. We talked about being enemy-centered, church-centered, and self-centered. All those have the security, or lack thereof, that you believe you have, the guidance of which you make your decisions, the wisdom in which you go forward in life, and also the power that you seek. What we talked about last week is that all those things lack the power that you're supposed to be exerting in your life today because they're limited. All the attributes are limited, meaning that money is limited. Money, your power in money is based on how much you have. Your actions are limited by work, by role models, occupational opportunities, organizational constraints, your boss perceptions. All those are what? Limited by those actions. Possession-centered. How many things can you buy in such a certain period of time? The social prominence you can achieve. All those things are limited about what you can do and where you're trying to go. That's why we say that you're not supposed to be money-centered, work-centered. It's not about the money. It's not about the stuff. It's about total prosperity, that prosperity in your spirit, in your soul, in your body. And this is something you have to be intentional about, because if you're not intentional about, the things you neglect will get weak, the things you neglect will drop off, and the things you neglect will not be usable for you when you need it the most. So be intentional about what you do in life today. So it is what you think about all the time. If you believe you're going to make it, you're going to do it. If you believe you're not going to make it, you're going to do it. Both individuals are right because it's set in their mind. Make up in your mind today what you're going to do. Again, you listen to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. And we're talking about what we always talk about here, getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see what the Lord has brought you through. And in that process, help somebody else. Welcome back to the show. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here. We're talking about success. We're talking about motivation. We're talking about inspiration. We're talking about your drive. What's your work ethic? Is your talent bringing you across, or is it your work ethic? That's a good question. Are you inspired to do what you do, or are you doing it because you think you have to do it? Are you encouraging others around you? Because when you encourage others, you're actually listening to what you're saying all the time. You know, you listen to yourself more than anybody else. So when you speak out loud, you look in the mirror and say, hey, you look great, or you look marvelous. Yes, she's talking to you, and you listen to you more than anybody else. And so that's what it's about today. We're talking about getting you across the finish line, encouraging you, letting you know that you're supposed to win because it's in your DNA to win. Again, we've got Mr. Will Smith loaded up here, and we'll listen to the first part of Mr. Will Smith on success.
I have a great time with my life, and I want to share it. I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake. Greatness is not this wonderful, esoteric, elusive, godlike feature that only the special among us will ever taste. You know, it's something that truly exists in all of us. It's very simple. This is what I believe, and I'm willing to die for it.
Yeah.
Period. It's that simple.
I know who I am, and I know what I believe.
I know who I am, I know who what I believe.
That's all I need to know.
And that's all I need to know. So from there, you do what you need to do.
Yeah.
You know, and I think what happens is we make the situation more complex than it has to
because
be.
Because we're looking for complexity. There's got to be something complex to understand.
It can't be that easy.
No.
We didn't grow up with the sense that where we were was where we were going to be. You know, we grew up with the sense that where we were almost didn't matter because
we were becoming right.
Something greater.
The separation of talent and skill is one of the greatest misunderstood concepts for people who are trying to excel, who have dreams that want to do things. Talent you have naturally. Skill is only developed by hours and hours and hours of beating on your craft.
I've never really viewed myself as particularly talented. Where I excel is ridiculous, sickening work ethic. You know, while the other guy's sleeping, I'm working. While the other guy's eating, I'm working.
There's no easy way around it. No matter how talented you are, your talent is going to fail you if you're not skilled. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't study, if you don't work really hard and dedicate yourself to being better every single day, mm-hmm. you'll never be able to communicate with people, with your artistry, the way that you want. So
the only thing that I see that is distinctly different about me is I'm not afraid to die on a treadmill. You might have more talent than me. You might be smarter than me. But if we get on the treadmill together, right, there's two things. You're getting off first,
yeah.
or I'm going to die. It's really that simple.
One summer, his dad tore down a brick wall on the front of his business and told 12-year-old Will and his 9-year-old brother to rebuild it, a job they said was impossible. It took them a year and a half, but they did it.
And he said, now don't you ever tell me it's something that you can do. You don't try to build a wall. You don't set out to build a wall. You don't say, I'm going to build the biggest, baddest, greatest wall that's ever been built. You don't start there. You say, I'm going to lay this brick
yeah.
as perfectly as a brick can be laid.
Yeah.
And you do that every single day.
And soon you have a wall.
And soon you have a wall.
You know, it's an idea that my grandmother always had, that is, you know, if you're going to be here, then there's a necessity to make a difference. She always instilled the responsibility, the spiritual responsibility that you have to make every group you come in contact with better.
I want to do good.
Yeah.
I want the world to be better because I was here. I want my life, I want my work, my family, I want it to mean something. And it's like, it has. If you are not making someone else's life better, then you're wasting your time. You know, like your life will become better by making other lives better. I want to represent an idea. I want to represent possibilities. I want to represent the idea that you really can make what you want. One of my favorite books is The Alchemist,
mm-hmm.
Paulo Coelho. And that's just, I just believe that. I believe that I can create whatever I want to create. The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it. There's no reason to have a plan B because it distracts from plan A.
I think that there's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have. You have to believe that something different than what has happened for the last 50 million years of history, you have to believe that something different can happen.
Confucius said, he who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right. Being realistic is the most commonly traveled road to mediocrity. Why would you be realistic? What's the point of being realistic?
Just put up a barrier.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. It's done. It's already done. The second I decide it's done, it's already done. So right. Now we just got to wait for y'all to see.
It's unrealistic to walk in a room and flip a switch and lights come on. That's unrealistic. Fortunately, Edison didn't think so. It's unrealistic to think you're going to bend a piece of metal and fly people over an ocean in that metal. That's unrealistic. But fortunately, the Wright brothers and others didn't believe that. And it just seems like such a ridiculous idea to me to embrace the idea that it's not going to happen. That's not real for that to happen. As soon as you say it, now you just made that real. Our thoughts, our feelings, our dreams, our ideas are physical in the universe. That if we dream something, if we picture something, if we commit ourselves to it, that is a physical thrust towards realization that we can put into the universe. That the universe is not a thing that's going to push us around. That the world and people and situations are not something that are going to push us around. That we are going to bend the universe and command and demand that the universe become what we want it to be.
I study the patterns of the universe. There's a redemptive power that making a choice has, you know, rather than feeling like you're at effect to all the things that are happening. Make a choice, right? You just decide what it's going to be, who you're going to be, how you're going to do it. Just decide. And then from that point, the universe is going to get out your way. It's like it's water. It wants to move and go around stuff. You know.
You know. There's a flow of the universe that I've grown to know just how to go with it.
I realize that when to have the level of success that I want to have, it's difficult to spread it out and do multiple things. It takes such a desperate, obsessive focus. You really got to focus with all of your fiber and all of your heart and all of your creativity. I'm motivated by fear.
Fear.
You know?
Fear of what?
Fear of fear. I hate being scared to do something. And I think what developed in my early days was the attitude that I started attacking things that I was scared of.
It was Franklin Roosevelt said the only fear you have is fear is fear itself.
Absolutely.
Remember that?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can't be scared to die for the truth. The truth is the only thing that's ever going to be constant.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. That's a special presentation about Mr. Will Smith and some of the words he's had in different interviews he's had over time period, and we've been able to get that compiled and listen to that. And so the chain or the link that you've heard every time that he's talked about is one, making a choice, making a decision about what you're going to do. One, not letting your circumstances conform you, but you conform your circumstances. And three, understanding that once you make a decision, everything's going to line up for you. And what I found most interesting is that there's no need for no plan B because it distracts from plan A. Focus on your plan A. One of the things that comes to mind when you're talking about the things of life is, I always use this example. When I was in the military, you know, we talked about field artillery. Those are cannons that shoot, you know, cannonballs out into a field. You never, I won't say never. Most people can't hit it on the first time, okay? Can't hit the target the first time. So what they have to do, they have to adjust. They see where the cannonball lands, and then they adjust towards the target. Often, many times in life, whether you're going through creating a business, creating a new idea, creating a new concept, you're going to aim for your target, miss it, but then you have to adjust. But that's just the same thing as, you know, you have a plan to do something. The plan doesn't work. See what did not work in the plan and readjust the plan and go after the same target again. That's what you have to do. He talks about focus. You can't be scattered mind. You can't be working on multiple things and multiple times. Now, you can multitask, but your focus has to be in the same direction. There's a difference. Multitasking is not the same as working on several projects at the same time. You can work on what has been given to you. When I say given to you, meaning your skill, your talent that you're supposed to work towards, your goal, your vision to be completed. You can't work on someone else's goal and someone else's vision work on you at the same time. You can't do that. Now, that's focus. Understand that your ideas and dreams are physical. That is true. What you speak into being is created. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So be very, if you understood that everything that you spoke out of your mouth was created and became reality, wouldn't you be very careful about what you say and what you do in that process? Now we're going to take a brief break. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here. Today we're talking about what Mr. Will Smith has to say about your success. Again, you're listening to the Million Dollar Idea Network, and we're talking about breaking your glass ceiling, breaking what's going on in your life right now.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Swing, 'cause you couldn't even hang. We got our own thing.
The finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see what the Lord has brought you through in that process, help someone else. And always remember, there's always enough room for everyone at the top. Everyone can make it across the finish line, but you have to want to, have the vision to, and pursue what you need to and inspiration in order to do that. But you can do it because you're supposed to. You're supposed to win. We're talking today about what Mr. Will Smith had to say about success in your life and how to get there. So far, we talked about, one, you know, the ideas and dreams that become physical because you speak them into being. We talk about the focus that you're supposed to have in what you're trying to attain. Also, we talked a little about and heard about that you have to beat on your talent to make your talent into a skill. Because your talent would only take you so far. It's your skill talent that's going to take you across the finish line. Now, one thing I do want to point out, and there's a word here that we're going to define here in one moment, that you never hear often. You never hear often. Matter of fact, the last time I heard it is when we played The Strangest Secret here on the Million Dollar Idea Network. And it's mediocrity, mediocre. What does that mean? What does that term, what does that phrase mean? And Mr. Earl Nightingale, in his presentation for The Strangest Secret, is that it's not about man losing or woman losing, is about them, about no one losing, about everyone doing the same thing, and that can be considered being mediocre. And what does mediocre mean? So we're going to go to the definition, we're going to go to the dictionary.com and understand what that definition is. We're also going to listen to the Merriam-Webster dictionary for the term mediocrity. The full definition of mediocrity is the quality or state of being mediocre. B, moderate ability or value to a mediocre person. The other meaning we have here is, but that does not hinder the government from being mediocre or mediocrity from being mediocre government. Since his retirement, the Bears have been cursed with six decades of a quarterback mediocrity. That's about Chicago. That's not related at all, but we'll keep moving along with the definition here. The free dictionary definition, men of age object too much, consult too long, adventure too little, repent too soon, and seldom drive business home to the full period, but content themselves with mediocrity of success. Now, there are different levels of success. And Mr. Earl Nightingale in The Strangest Secret talks about that quite a bit. He talks about how you can maintain the state that you are in right now. You can earn a living, just ink out a living for the rest of your life and not obtain any dreams or goals or objectives or vision. And just do that, you know, for the rest of your life. Or you can take it to the next level and not be mediocre. Don't do what everyone else is doing. Don't be the same that everyone wants to be the same, because that's what everyone is truly afraid of. It's not that they don't believe they can be great. They're afraid that they are truly great. And I'm saying that you're truly great. Do not be afraid because you're truly great. Don't settle just to settle. Don't settle because you think you just deserve to settle. No, you deserve the best. You deserve to win. And that's why we're taking a moment to talk about this, because He said, and I say Mr. Will Smith, was talking about mediocrity, being mediocre, being bland, being lukewarm. All those things are mediocre. And all those things have, you know, connections in Scripture and the Bible, too. If you're lukewarm, the Lord's going to spit you out. You need to be hot or cold. But lukewarm just don't cut it. So don't, when I say be a participant in your life, don't be a lukewarm participant in your life. Be either hot or cold for what's going on in your life. That way you'll get the victory. Don't be realistic. Anytime anyone is telling you be realistic, think about it. Think about what they're saying about what they're saying not to be realistic. Okay, it may not be realistic for you to jump off the building and fly. Okay, we understand that. But is it realistic to say that? No, you can't achieve your dream. Give up on it because it can't happen. Because it's not realistic. If your dream is the dream that no one's dreamed of, or the plan that no one's planned of, or the product or service no one's put together before, of course it's going to be impossible. Of course it's going to be unrealistic because no one's done it before because you're the first. So because you're the first, you're going to have a certain realism or reality that you have to be in half for yourself, saying that you're going to make it, that you're going to do this because you're supposed to do that. Because every good story is going to have the haters. Every good story is going to have the haters. But for you, do not settle for being realistic. Was it realistic to come into a room 200 years ago and flick a switch and have light come on? No, that was not realistic at all. Matter of fact, someone would say that would be magic, what's happening here today. But no, it's someone that had a dream, had a vision, and had a mission so that we can have light in the darkness. So what is going to be your light in the darkness? So, don't be realistic. I want to make $1 million in a year. Don't be realistic. I want to build a house in a week. That's not realistic. But all those things have happened before. I am 13 years old, and I want to make $1 million. That's not realistic. But all those things have been done already. There are houses that can be built completely in 7 days. There's a young man, 29 years old right now, that became a millionaire at the age of 13. It's unrealistic. No, it's not unrealistic. That's unrealistic for them, but not for you. Now, just a couple minutes ago, you heard Heavy D and the Boys. You know why we play Heavy D? Because you're no longer part of the 95ers. You're no longer part of the, you're part of the 5%ers now. You're no longer part of the 95ers. Who are the 95ers? The 95ers are those being realistic in their lives. They understand that this is what they're going to do for the rest of their life. They want something else, but they can't take the first step to make change. The first step to make change is on you. You have to believe something different can happen in your life in order to do it. You have to believe that something can happen different. Whether it's the vision that's been given to you about a situation that's supposed to be fixed, you have to believe that something can be different and that it can happen. That is your reality. Entrepreneurs, visionaries, they have to have their own reality. So don't be afraid if someone says, oh, it's not realistic. No, that's crazy. No, that can't happen. They're doing it because they're the ones that's not supposed to do it, but you are. We're going to take a brief break. Again, we're talking about what we're always talking about here, and that's getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can raise your arms up and say, yes, it can be done. Let's have some applause for that, y'all. You can do this. A great week, great inspiration, great focus, with a great plan. I always meet Ruth Ellis.
Success is not doing the right thing, and it definitely isn't doing the right thing the first time. Success is having the courage to move in the direction of your dreams, move in the direction that your heart is taking you. That is what success is.
Pain is temporary. It may last for a minute, or an hour, or a day, or even a year. But eventually, it will subside.
Because whatever discomfort you experience, whatever challenges or difficulty that it is, you've got to go up in there and wrestle with it. Will it be easy? No. Will it be challenging? Yes.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
That most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. Said I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality.
Not real.
Feel the fear and do it anyway.
Show on blogtalkradio.com/TheMillionDollarIdeaNetwork. All that we talked about will be updated on our website, and we've actually got, I think, a mini message out there right now. But also, I want to mention a couple other things. I want to say Happy Resurrection Sunday to all those Christians out there. Also, in the process, my sister blessed me with a short video yesterday about a gentleman that was a fantastic painter. And I'm going to upload this. I'm not going to tell you the ending of it, but it was a beautiful and amazing. Talking about creativity, talking about having vision. And the reason it appealed to me so much is that there's a lot of people out there that have an idea. And the idea in their mind is taking focus, but the other people around them can't see what it looks like. But what happens is that when this gentleman is painting, he's putting paint to paper, he's using different brushes, he's splattering paint, but you will not realize to what he's drawing until the end. And many times, that's what happens to that genius that's out there. The people say he's not a genius, that he's crazy. That happens to that lady out there that has a dream to do something that's never been done before by a female. It's that child out there that has something he can't physically talk about but can picture it in his mind. And oftentimes, and this short video is a representation of that. It's a representation of those geniuses out there, those people who think and beyond their time, those visionaries that put that picture, put that paint on the paper, but people don't realize it what it is until it's in, until it comes to the end. And they turn it, and they see a different position, a different vision, and they see it was wonderful. It was wonderful the whole time, but it didn't appear to be wonderful because he couldn't understand it. That's why you're supposed to win. There are millions of people out there who are thinking the same thing, that they have that idea, that concept that can't be expressed, but they see the focus in their mind. But when they express it, many times people don't get it the first time because it's so new, it's so different, no one's ever done it before. But you have to wait. Be patient. The picture is developing. And once the picture develops, you'll say, oh, that was it. That is beautiful. That is wonderful. That is fantastic. It can do this. We're going to take a brief break. Listen to blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network.
They really don't have nowhere to go.
welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. And again, we're talking about what we always talk about here, and it's getting you across the finish line. And today is to give you some inspiration so you can be inspired from within and not be motivated from the outside. Now, motivation is good, but inspiration is that little fire that's inside you, that's between your heart and your rib cage. Between your heart, your rib cage, and your lungs. And in that process, it's that little thing saying, man, got to get up and do something about it. Got to get up and do something about it. Now, you got to get them something to do about it. That's what we're talking about, that inspiration. And I hope that we're able to do that for you today with Mr. Will Smith. And also, he'll be on our website, MillionDollarIdeaNetwork.com. And also, I hope you get to have the opportunity to look at the video. We're going to put the two videos going to be out there later today. And we'll send a message out to everyone when it's out there. One is going to be about Will Smith. And the other one is going to be about this gentleman that I talked to you about before a couple of minutes ago about vision, having focus, and how it appears to people sometimes when you're that genius, and there are geniuses out there, when you have that concept, that idea that no one has ever thought of before, and they just can't figure it out, but when the light comes on, or when the light bulb comes on, or someone reveals something different or a different angle, you see something differently, and it just clicks. And that's something wonderful when that happens, especially when you're the individual who's been trying to explain it all this time. Like, don't you get it? Don't you get it? But now they do. And this is a physical representation of a metaphysical thought that is going on right now. We're going to take a brief break, and we'll be right back with our final commentary for today and with a little programming notes for the rest of the week. Again, listen to blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network.
I know you won't be satisfied.
welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show. And where it's my job to give you one thing to think about changing to the positive something in your spirit, your soul, and your body. And today is Inspiration Monday, and we got some things to be inspired about today. For our final commentary, know this, that someone's going to turn the temperature up because you're not mediocre. You're not looking for mediocrity. Did you wake up this morning and say, I'm going to be mediocre today? No, you did not. I challenge anyone who said that. No, you want to be the winner. You want to be on top of the mountain. You want to cross the finish line. Make up in your mind today that you're supposed to do it. Not that it can happen, that it's supposed to happen. Once you make up in your mind your vision, your decision to go forward, it is done. The rest of the universe will line up. Your circumstances are not conforming you. You are conforming your circumstances to the future that you want. Again, be blessed and highly favored. Today is a day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Because your eyes are open. You have a vision. You have a mission. You have a destiny that you're still supposed to fulfill today. And for today, that is all I got. Love somebody, love somebody, love them, and that's important. All right.